So even as we, before we move into our, before I move into offering formal sitting instructions, I think it's nice, especially this morning, our first morning at the beginning of this retreat together, to remind us that gratitude is a really, I find gratitude actually a pretty difficult thing. But it's a very helpful and wholesome quality to work with or to struggle with, as the case may be. So, and part of our heritage as Yehudim, as Jews, is this quality of gratitude. Hoda'ah and Yehudi come from the same source. So as you begin to move into your posture, or as you begin to close your eyes or settle, to really see if you can take a moment to connect with the possibility of gratitude. You can even offer some words, you know, I'm grateful to be here. And then often as I begin my formal sitting practice, I bring to mind my own personal kavanah for my practice. And it's usually something pretty basic and simple, like my intention is to show up and be present with as much diligence as I can. But whatever your kavanah is, for this sitting practice, for the morning, for the day, or even for the retreat, since we're still really just right at the beginning, to let yourself open up to that intention for practice. In so many ways, I think that the gratitude and reminding ourselves about our intentions can just frame the practice or guide us, be like guardian angels as we bring ourselves right here and now. Allowing yourself to move inward, whether that means closing your eyes or lowering the gaze, or just taking note of the internal terrain. And begin by settling down onto your seat. Whether you're on a chair or a cushion or a bench, whatever it is, really feeling your bottom resting. And slowly allowing yourself to rest, to give over the weight in the bottom half of your body. You might feel yourself grounded. If you're sitting on a cushion or even if you're sitting on a chair, to figure out how you can balance yourself or sit in a solid way so that the weight is evenly spread, really so that you can give your weight over. You can have this image of giving your weight over to the earth, allowing yourself to rest. Or come to a resting, supported posture. And from that solid base, the spine, the back body just naturally rises up, the spine erect, the pelvis tucked under, the abdomen soft, and also pulled in a little, and soft. And the upper part of the body, the chest, the shoulders, really can be allowed to just lift up, to rise up in much the way that we can experience or understand or feel the natural inclination of the heart and the spirit to lift up, to open, to blossom. So we have this very firm base out of which the back body sits erect. The shoulders come back a little. The heart can open. And the energy moves up. Moves up the back of the head, the chin, slightly tucked under. So we find ourselves in this comfortable, supported, and dynamic, energized posture. Which can also be reflective of our internal state, settled and awake, alive, curious. And by, as we settle into the posture and feel the wakefulness, the attention can naturally and or preferentially be given over, can rest in the place where we find the breath. Generally, the instruction is to allow the attention to rest with the breath, in the place where it is most prominent and most easily accessible in the body. So really, wherever you are most comfortable finding the breath in the body, whether it's in the abdomen, the in and out of the belly, rising, falling, or the expansion and contraction, the rising and settling of the breath in the chest, or the stream of air in the nostril, going in and coming out. There is no particular right place to bring the attention to. I strongly encourage you to figure out, to explore which place is most comfortable for you, where you can most find yourself at home, at ease, with the breath. And there are moments where it may be the breath in the whole body as the breath expands and then coming back to the point of inhalation or exhalation or fullness or empty. So this is our basic sitting practice. Establishing ourselves in a comfortable seat. And bringing the attention to rest with the breath. And as the attention is wont to do, it'll wander. Thoughts, sensations, concerns, ideas, noises, discomfort, comfort, all these things will come into the field of attention. The mind will begin to think, and the attention will be drawn away from the breath. And then we'll bring it back. Over and over and over again. Noticing, really taking a moment to notice, oh, I got distracted or I got caught. The practice is coming back. Remembering. It's a great thing to be able to remember. Oh, the instruction is to come back to the breath, come back to the body. The care with which we can remind ourselves and bring the attention back is really helpful. Might be a moment of remembering, oh yeah, my intention, my kavana was to practice with as much vigor as I can this morning. So taking that energy and bringing it back to the settling with the breath, on the breath. Following the breath. And you might notice that you get sleepy. Or you get restless. So there are lots of different techniques for dealing with those things. You can even just name, oh, that's sleepiness. And as you do that, just sharpening your focus on the breath. Really feeling it, feeling the inhalation with a little more clarity, maybe opening up your eyes to allow some energy to come in. Brightening the experience a little. If you have some physical discomfort, just noticing physical discomfort, maybe sending a little bit of love, a little caring in that direction, and then coming back to the breath. As Sheila so beautifully put it last night, there is nowhere to go. There's nothing to achieve. This journey is about really being present, allowing ourselves to cultivate the quality of restfulness, resting right here now. Noticing the sensations, noticing what the state of the heart and mind is as we see that our attention has been carried away, and as we bring it back, so this is our practice together. Where is your attention right now? If it's not with the breath, in the body, just allow yourself slowly and with some warmth, some openness to bring it back. If there's some struggle to be with the breath, or if there's a lot of thinking going on, you can just try to count a couple of breaths, 3, 4, 5 breaths. Just try to be with 3 breaths without interruption, 2 breaths, 1 breath. Just letting the breaths hold you, unfold within you. There's an ease and a sweetness that can come to settle on us as we simply are with this experience. Allowing ourselves to settle slowly with ease. In these last 5 minutes of the sit, if you've been a little sleepy or wandering a little, see if you can just brighten your attention, bring a little more energy, a little more vigor. A little more clarity. And when I ring the bell, just see if you can stay with hearing the bell, not opening your eyes, just being with the sound of the bell, and being mindful all the way through until you open your eyes, until the ringing has died down.